The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned, rejoicing, and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, upon the full force of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Chinese people call it the yin and the yang. More familiar to us maybe is the ebb and flow. But whatever one might call it, there's no doubt about it. Life has a certain rhythm, a back and a forth, a give and a take. And at this time of year, that reality is made evident in this part of our world, as so many of us enjoy summertime. Perhaps a summer vacation. After months of giving and earning at home, at work, at school, it's time to take a break, and to sit back. Of course, such taking of vacations don't just happen. There's planning and preparation involved, a saving, a packing, a reserving. Then there's the going and the enjoying. And then, of course, the return, which involves packing and unloading. Of all of these parts, part one, to me, is always the most interesting. The anticipation, the looking forward to, the ordering of one's day and calendar to a break. Last week, if you recall, in Luke 9, we saw the importance of that looking forward and anticipation to the plan and the call of God. Siempre adelante, remember? And all of those who were looking behind were not fit for that plan. Jesus continued on without them. This week, we're in the next chapter. And we see what looking forward demands. And it demands not a saving or a packing or really a preparation, but rather a readiness of heart, an availability, and a freedom to follow. It's apparent here in Luke 10 that Jesus finds 72 people with such a disposition. They're ready to be sent. And Jesus sends forth. not to a particular place, but in a particular way. He tells them they are to go in twos, without packing, without walking stick or sack or sandals or money. They go with another, to others. And the only thing that they bring with them is peace. Speak a word of peace. We see when they get to part three, the return, they're filled with great joy. And they tell the Lord all about what had occurred. Among other things, my friends, we find in the gospel, this gospel, tremendous evidence that the gospel works. That when Jesus Christ is taken at his word, when men and women make themselves available to his call and follow it, it works. And that call of God, that plan of God, when so engaged, brings great joy. In fact, it never disappoints. Rather, it has power to reappoint. It has power to reshape human life, human living, so that his way can be made manifest in us, so that his way of human relation and interaction with people and things offers and can be for us a new way of human living. While the gospel ends with great joy, it's important to note that it begins with a particular sadness. Jesus, looking at these 72, realizes how great the harvest is and how few the laborers. Realizing how much work there is to be done, realizing the great way of the gospel, realizing his desire that all would be saved, he sees the 72 and he sees how few they are to embrace. My friends, as we enjoy the summer months and the well-earned rest, it may be a good time for us to take a look at the gospel once again. As Jesus begins, as these people begin to follow him, perhaps we can begin again. Perhaps we can take Jesus at his word. You know? Test it out in your own life, in your own relations, like these 72 did. Make yourself available to his word. Maybe ask, how available are we? We're available. Here we are, right? A holiday weekend. Praise God, we're in his church. We made ourselves available, waking up. We're giving him these 45 minutes. But is there not more to it than this? To be available to that word of God and to ask him to take away anything that is not of him so that we may be ready of heart for him. And finally, perhaps we can remember that the opposite of work is not the beach. The opposite of work is not leisure or play or fun. The opposite of work is standing by. It's idleness. It's not investing ourselves. We are called to be men and women who are invested. And we hear in the gospel today that there is something great to be invested in. the mission and the call of the gospel. So that in this world, in this time, we can live in such a way that we give evidence of good news. If you were taught by nuns, you were probably told that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. The devil's quite active. And I think there are a lot of idle minds who give him space. My friends, let us make room for God. And he will do with that space. He will do with our minds and our hearts what only he can do. That in a world that is without peace, in a world that is so violent and not too godly, he could make of us his instruments of peace, bringing good news to others. Good news that will lift us up in a terrific way. May we be so lifted, and may God's work be done in us.